The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As the number of fines issued to motorists for unlawfully using bus lanes has increased by 34% in the capital last year, are motorists taking the law seriously when it comes to driving in or blocking the bus lanes? Is more enforcement needed? And do we need more or less bus lanes to help tackle the problem and the efficiency of Dublin bus services? Joining me now in studio to talk about all of this is Gwen Morgan, Director of Service Operations at Dublin Bus. Gwen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you very much for having me.
How significant is this problem?
I mean, it's one of the factors that plays into the overall sort of congestion within Dublin city centre, which poses then a problem for passengers who want to get from A to B in an efficient manner, a dependable alternative to private transport, and people then unlawfully using bus lanes, which are there to act as a priority for public transport, you know, stops us from doing that.
This is a data you get from the Gardaí. The notifications that are issued either to those who park in a bus lane, might be a delivery van or whatever.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, someone else.
Yeah.
A motorist just doesn't think about the commuter, or it could be someone who's illegally using the bus lane.
Yes.
But do you have any data yourselves as to how delayed your services are by a blockage, for example?
No, not specifically with regards to bus lanes.
Because you track every bus.
We do track every bus. We're able to get data with regards to speeds in terms of speeds slowing down, speeds within the city if they speed up. They're not speeding up at the moment, so they are slowing down due to congestion. So that's what we track, and we are trying to basically continuously improve our performance for our customers. We're not perfect. We have never, I think, claimed to be, for sure. But one of the factors is that if the drivers in the private cars don't, I suppose, abide by the laws of the road, it impacts on that person who has chosen.
I'm just wondering whether
transport.
You have any kind of sampling. For example, I would see every morning I pass by Donnybrook Fair on Moorhampton Road. And often, because it's early when I'm going in, but the bus lanes are operational, I will see vans delivering stuff, which, and they may be in parking bays, but they stick out a bit and the bus therefore has to manoeuvre into the main motorist lane in order to get through. And I'm wondering, are there kind of pinch points like that that you know about and that you might be able to do something about?
Yeah, so we would have specific individuals within Dublin Bus who work sort of from a road planning perspective. They work very closely with DCC, that's Dublin City Council, and the National Transport Authority. And within that then, when we are looking at planning routes or redesigning routes with the NTA, all of that will come into play where there would be pinch points. And that's really where, if you look at the new Bus Connect system that's, you know, halfway or 50% of it has been implemented, 12 new bus corridors have gotten planning permission for the next phases of the Bus Connects. And that is basically has been identified by Dublin City Council, by the National Transport Authorities, ourselves and other operators as a way to allow public transport to succeed. Because if you don't prioritise it and you prioritise the private car user over it, public transport won't succeed.
You're prioritising the road space for buses. That's what the bus lanes are all about.
Absolutely.
What about signalling? I mean, is that active now that as a bus approaches a red light, for example, it goes green? We see it, for example, with the Lewis. I see it around Stephen's Green when the Lewis needs to depart and head up Parkett Street. The lights go red for those approaching on Stephen's Green. And it's a given that the Lewis gets priority.
Yes. And we obviously, in terms of Dublin Bus, we're operating with car users. So it's slightly different because the Lewis is on the tracks and it's a dedicated track. Whereas we are looking at signalling. There was a media piece to try and promote, again, for drivers to comply with the rules of the road, stop when it's red, because either you're going to impinge on other road users, cause an accident creates the congestion and therefore leads to an undependable service.
Now, is there a need for driver education in the sense that whenever I see a bus pulling out in front of me and if I'm driving the car, I let the bus in because
same.
I'm aware I am one in my car. I sometimes use a motorbike, but by and large a car these days. And I say there are 50 people in that bus.
That's it.
You know, they get in. But often I see that people squeeze up and prevent the bus from getting out? Do we need driver education?
I think so. And I think this part from An Garda Síochána is that sort of, you know, they're trying to moderate drivers' behaviour. It's not about chasing money in terms of issuing fines and penalties. It's more about increasing visibility, focusing on the enforcement, moderate driver behaviour and change the culture of the private car driver within, you know, particularly urban areas, to allow, as I said, the public transport system to succeed, because that's carrying, you know, 500,000 plus passengers a day, whereas a lot of cars operating within the city, it's just one person per car.
Yeah. Now, we all, when we try to obey the rules, we observe those who don't.
Yes.
Who sneak up on your inside in the bus lane and you kind of say, why can't I do that? Do you know what I mean?
Like, of course.
Your man's
of course.
Not going to get caught.
Of course.
So,
of course.
Why don't we all do it?
But I think, you know, if you take it right back to things that have been implemented in Ireland throughout the years, take the smoking ban, for instance, you know, and those who were fond of the cigarette in the bar, it was part and parcel of their night out. That was enforced. It was introduced. People didn't like it. But look how it has been embraced within a country, you know, which was renowned for that sort of pub culture.
You used to be able to smoke on the buses upstairs.
Exactly.
But not downstairs.
Or the back of a plane rather than the front of a plane. You know, how they segregated the smoke, I don't know. But that type of thing, it's about that visibility. As I said, it's, you know, we don't want to see people getting caught out, fined, you know, unable to pay fines. But if there is more visibility and more enforcement, it spreads that culture.
Okay, let's talk about technology and how technology can help. I mean, the idea of having cameras watching the bus lanes, we're talking about cameras watching people breaking red lights, for instance, and that might lead to better driver behaviour. What about monitoring bus lanes with cameras?
Yeah, so it's used in other countries across the world where the camera is actually mounted to the bus. Now, we would welcome something like that. We would certainly support it. We don't own the buses. The National Transport Authority own our buses.
So the bus is the spy, if
yes,
you like.
Yes, effectively. Effectively. And again, it's not about, you know, I would always see, when you think about it, enforcing, you're not trying to shoot fish in a barrel, but you're trying to, you know, get that sort of broader sense of compliance that ultimately those who are choosing to use public transport have a fair and I suppose dependable service that will get them from A to B, not in 2 hours because of congestion, but in a relatively short amount of time to get them from A to B because they don't choose to use the private car or they don't drive.
Now, we heard at the beginning of the programme, one of the politicians, one of the councillors saying, listen, you know, people are stuck because of bad behaviour or because the bus lane runs out at 7 o'clock, for example, and people are still commuting. Do you need more 24-hour or at least, you know, later hours for the cessation of the bus lane jurisdiction?
Yeah, I would absolutely welcome a sort of a 24/7 bus lane operation. I think for different reasons, it would allow the Garda Síochána to have a very consistent approach with regards to enforcing it, because each lane that they would come across, they would know the exact times of operation. Drivers also, they wouldn't have to be looking at signs. They would know bus lane 24/7. And then for ourselves, I mean, we have 13 24-hour routes at the moment. That will expand in the autumn time. Further, we'll have another additional 24-hour routes. So that's only growing, the demand for public transport through 24-hour periods. And to enable that, I think bus lanes being operational 24/7 would be really, really useful.
Some of the texts, Dublin City Council are slowly but surely changing all the 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. lanes that made perfect sense now to 24/7. It's a crazy switch. And I mean, there would be people saying, look, there's never a sinner on those at 10 o'clock at night. Why can't we drive in the bus lane at 10 o'clock at night?
Well, as I alluded to, you know, 24/7 buses operating then, you know, so passengers, you know, travelling to work where they work shift work in hospitals or wherever it might be, you know, and require public transport. We don't want public transport to be held up by a private car user. And so if the bus lane is operating 24/7, we are able to provide that service as efficiently and dependably as the customers.
I mean, I can understand if someone parks in a bus lane, for example, and there should never be parking in a bus lane, that a bus, which still might be doing its business at 10, 11 o'clock at night, suddenly is obstructed by someone parked. But anyway, a lot of people exercise by the 24/7. Let's see what else is coming in. We need more bus lanes between 7 and 7. I don't believe we need more 24-hour lanes. I drive to the city centre every day from Ballymun to the South City Centre because of the weather. But I will take the bus or drive by car, but I arrive at the same time. So therefore, I drive to work. We need proper bus lanes. Movi Road in Glasnevin is an absolute joke. One single lane for bus and for cars.
So absolutely agree with those comments and you know, those individuals, be it a bus customer or a private car user. You know, Dublin Bus, as I said earlier, we're not perfect. We don't claim to be, but we're certainly improving. And the way we operate is that, you know, we operate under a contract from the National Transport Authority. We try not to run ahead of schedule. If you have a bus, a user at a bus stop and the bus leaves early, sure, they're going to miss that bus. So we've addressed that. We have improved that significantly in the last 18 months. And now what we're trying to tackle is that behind running. But as long as congestion remains a problem in Dublin City, and as long as, I suppose, the public transport system isn't given the priority, that will always be a problem.
Some of the other interesting facts emerging from our listeners: there could often be double yellow lines within a bus lane, and a delivery vehicle is permitted to park on double yellow lines under the 1997 Road Traffic Act for a period not exceeding 30 minutes while carrying out a delivery.
Okay. I'm not going to claim to be, you know, an oracle on Irish legislation.
I presume, though, that the bus lane restriction would take priority over the double yellow line. Please ask your guests why buses do not have priority at lights. Surely a simple way to speed up bus journeys.
Again, you know, that would be a matter for the NTA and Dublin City Council. But again, we would work very closely with them to improve public transport in any way possible throughout the city for the customers.
Why not an automatic fine and then penalty points? Cameras are all there. Look at the toll roads. We are so far behind the times. I mean, they look at registration plates in the blink of an eye on the toll roads.
Yeah, they do. And again, it's back to that point of trying to, you know, create a broader sense of compliance with car users rather than getting the money out of them instantaneously. If you can, you know, focus on enforcement, increase visibility, it generally leads to a deterrent for road users to break the law.
Another one says, don't forget that bus lanes are also used by taxis that are pulling in and out from behind buses. It causes a lot of delays for buses, and traffic like taxis should be banned from the bus lanes.
Well, the bus lanes aren't just for buses. So bus lanes are also there for taxis to use. So I would, I don't agree with taxis not being allowed to use bus lanes.
Bus lanes, service providers should focus on themselves and what they can do. We can't even get on the bus. The 805 from Navan cancelled this morning. No notice. One to Navan and Blanchardstown always full at 5:15. The earliest bus you can get is 5:45. At best, I've just applied for a provisional license because the bus service is not reliable. That's from Liam. And of course, he'll be waiting for his license too.
Liam will be. And again, that's a Bus Éireann bus, so I couldn't comment on their particular services. But I know from our particular side, from a Dublin Bus perspective, our priority is to ensure that we have enough drivers, we have enough fleet, and we match the demand in terms of capacity for our customers.
A couple more, loads of people giving their personal experience.
Yeah.
1 hour from Swords to Abbey Street with Dublin Bus. Yeah. Bus lanes all the way, 24/7, but it's way too slow. Puts me off public transport completely. That and the constant tunnel closures. No wonder the city is dying. Attended the NCH / Whelan's Vicar Street. That becomes unviable by bus. The daily blockages at Dallier Street and Trinity Street is a design engineering failure. This leads to huge delays, must be revised. Too high a volume of buses, taxis and trams almost all day long. It must make a mockery of bus timetables. Does anyone in Dublin Bus agree? That's from Selbridge and Kevin Byrne.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very complex, I suppose, environment that we operate in. We don't really want the customer to have to know about what goes on in the background. But yeah, the amount of scheduling that goes in to each bus route throughout the day, in the peak time, in the evening peak time, then in the middle of the day, you know, the same timetable changes throughout the summer because there's less demand. So we change the timetables to address less congestion in the city. But as soon as September, October comes in, we ramp it up again, basically to meet that demand. It's tricky. It's a Georgian city. It's not designed, you know, the way the American cities are, block by block. So we basically have to work with what we have and work with DCC and the NTA in any way that we can to improve, I suppose, that experience for the customer.
Gwen Morgan, Director of Service Operations for Dublin Bus. Gwen, thank you very much
for
joining us in studio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.